Warm welcome everyone to another episode of the Business and Dreams podcast.
Welcome everyone. We are so happy that you are tuning in today.
Oh my God. I mean, we are here in an amazing studio today. I feel so excited.
I feel like such a pro today because we're finally in this amazing studio and I'm so excited for this podcast episode.
So I am so curious, how has you just got back from north of Sweden? What have you been doing there?
I have been isolating myself as always for 3 weeks and now I'm finally back and I feel so ready for Stockholm. It's so funny, like when I leave for Storlien, for the north of Sweden, I feel so like, oh my God, I just crave, you know, nature, kind of being alone. But then after a few weeks, I'm like, I'm craving Stockholm again. So I'm so happy to be back now. How are you? What's been up lately? Even though I talk with you all the time. But
No, I only been in Stockholm. I feel very excited right now about everything that's going on with Business and Dreams. I feel like we are really in this period of time right now where I feel like I get a lot of energy, a lot of creativity, and I just feel in a very inspired phase currently. And I know that has to do a lot with that we have really decided to take a lot of help with our business, that and that makes you feel like you truly are expanding and growing, and I'm very excited about that.
It's so funny you say that because I feel exactly the same. When I went here this morning, I just felt like I will remember this phase, like in our business, as maybe one of the most like expansive and like exciting phases we've ever been in. Yeah. And of course, this is just the beginning. But now I feel that our like journey is just, you know, like that taking off really. Mm. So I just feel, as you said, like so inspired and so like creative and have so much energy and feel such a hunger to just like continue learning and giving so much value to everyone. So yeah, I'm so happy for that.
Yeah, so I am so curious to hear, because now it is approximately middle of October in 2023. And I am so interested in kind of reflect on what has happened this year and what are the biggest lessons for us so far, because we started this year with a goal setting retreat we were having ourselves, but we were also kind of participants, so we were setting the intention for 2023. And it has been not a straight journey where everything has always felt like this. And we have definitely, I feel like, learned a lot of lessons and a lot of things has happened. So what are the biggest lessons do you think for us in 2023 if we start to reflect on this year?
I think that how you could summarize this year this far is one of your favorite quotes, and it's, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I feel that like previous years we love setting goals. We have always had exciting goals, but like previous years, we just think that, okay, we set a goal and then we kind of continue doing the same things. But I'm so proud that this year was the year that we did so many things differently and that has created such different results. So that's what I'm like the happiest about. And I would say like the biggest thing we are done is that we are started investing in ourselves, having done all these amazing like courses and having coaches and different programs. So I feel also that's why I'm so inspired right now, because I really understand how much you can learn and develop when you start doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, once you start like dipping your toes into investing in yourself, you truly become addicted. So I feel really addicted right now. I just feel like kind of limitless, that you can do anything if you want to. Mm-hmm. You know, before I felt like me as a person and my personality was kind of fixed. It's like, okay, that's kind of not a good mindset. But when I reflect back on it, it's kind of what I have. Like, this is my personality. I'm this shy or extroverted or blah, blah, blah. But now I just feel like I'm so, is it called moldable? When you can like become any form, like, you know, I can become anyone. That's what I feel. And what's interesting, my biggest realization is that if you want to have something new in your life, you can't be the same person who got your the previous results. So you have to become a new version of yourself. And that's why I think it's so interesting now, because I know that you can become any version of yourself. So that means that you can achieve any kinds of results. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
I think it's so interesting because you probably thought you had a growth mindset before. I did.
Interesting, yeah.
I mean, people would probably look at us and see like, okay, these are people who are hungry to develop themselves. They're reading all these books. They are growing. They're expanding. And we probably were. But when we compare it, it was like we were stagnated before.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the interesting part.
Yeah.
You know, you can only understand how you behaved in hindsight, like when you look back on it. But
yeah,
you, as you said, because we, I read a book, for example, about having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm the growth mindset person. That's what I thought. But then when you start developing yourself and you look back, you're like, no, you know, and there isn't, what I understand is that there's no like, either or, it's not binary, like either you have a growth mindset or you don't. Mm. It's like different levels of growth mindset as well. Mm. So maybe you have a little bit of growth mindset and maybe especially in some areas, but you could definitely increase it and apply it in more areas as well. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So what happened really? Like, was going on? I mean, we set an intention in January.
You had a perfect word there in January.
I had a perfect word. I can admit that. I decided on one word. And this maybe came a little bit from frustration, from feeling like you are not, that you are meant for more. And that word was breakthrough. Mm. And I said that to you, and you kind of liked it more, because I don't even remember what word you had, yeah, so I think my word was better.
I was also thinking about that.
But yeah, so breakthrough. Mm. And when you set an intention, your mind starts to think, okay, but then we have to make those kind of moves, right? And I think our first plan was to do something big in April. We wanted to do a big launch of our members club. And we started to build that up and think about what can we do differently in our marketing. For instance, one thing we tried was to do a free masterclass this year. That was something we had never done before, to kind of give value and also to get people to get to know us more. So we tried to think differently this year. And then how did we start to invest in ourselves? I don't even remember.
Yeah, what was like the gateway drug? I was going to say, like, which was the first one we started doing? I think we, because there was one course, I think, about how to create a good membership club.
Yes, that was the first one.
Yeah, I think so. And we have been thinking about that for such a long time. And
yeah,
for us at that time, it was kind of a big investment.
Yeah.
And it still is, I mean, on paper, a big investment. But now compared to what we have done, it's like, it's so small. Like if we would get the chance today, we'd be like, of course, you'll sign up for it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's interesting, the mindset when you start investing in yourself, you see the results that you become like less hesitant to pay for something.
Yeah, but, and we don't do any gatekeeping here. So that course was around $2,000.
Yeah, that's good. We are sweet in this podcast. Yes,
$2,000. And it was about how to do a membership. And I mean, you might be thinking, why would you invest in that? You already have a membership. But we realized we have been doing it for around, I don't know, 2 years. And now it was time to, I mean, we realize we haven't learned anything about this. Mm. I mean, we have just came up with it ourselves. We haven't learned from any experts. And we thought, I mean, isn't that kind of odd that we don't have any knowledge about this at all?
Crazy. It's so like all the athletes, I know that they, for example, Serena Williams, the movie about her, is it called King Richards?
Serena Williams.
Yeah,
exactly. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can see really how athletes, how they learn and develop. And that is by studying other experts and like other professionals.
Mm.
So it would be the same as if we were like tennis players, but we're like, no, we don't look at anything else. Like, you know, we are still doing it, like inventing the wheel again and kind of like that.
Yeah.
And we didn't even like see some other examples of it. Like it was so crazy. But this year we started like investing in it really to develop the membership club.
Mm.
So that's how it started.
Yeah. And then after that, we we did that course. And then that led us, because I mean, we got excited about it, I guess. And then that led us, was it the mindset one after that?
Probably, yeah.
One about mindset and one about messaging. The messaging was only a 2-week course. I think we paid around, how much was that?
I think 1,500 euros or something.
1,500 euros. Yeah, I'm gonna throw out all numbers.
Love that.
And then we invested in a mindset program as well. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest investment. So that was something, that was a big decision for us, for sure. What do you say led us up to that?
I mean, because we, that is also interesting, because at this point, we thought that we didn't lack the mindset to achieve our goals. We thought that we had great mindset. I mean, you have been in, like, read The Secret when you were 14 and, you know, everything like that. And so we were very into the personal development space. So I think that mindset was maybe the last thing that we thought we needed. We thought we just needed more information, you know, kind of like that. But then this mindset course, one thing that really stuck with the both of us was that, okay, so if you look at your results, are they what you want them to be? And if they aren't, you have mindset work to do. And you were like, that makes sense, you know? So that was so interesting because you, that is the thing. People often blame the lack of results for external factors, like, okay, I just need to learn more, I haven't met the right people, whatever it can be. But what we have learned now is that all your results in life are due to your mindset. You can't blame anything else. You don't have to need read an extra book, etc. By the way, I remember, because I love reading books, I still love reading books, but I read less books now. But before I read like more than 100 books per year, like 2 years in a row. And I remember in the beginning of this year that I thought like, okay, I will continue reading that many books, like kind of the same pace.
Yeah.
But I want to be more specific about business this
year. Yeah, exactly. I remember you said that.
Yeah, it's so interesting. But then when this course, this mindset course, said that, no, it's not due to lack of knowledge, whatever it can be, you just have to work on your mindset. And I was like, so, so interesting. And what this course, you can, yeah, now I'm jumping a little bit, but what this course has really taught us is that repetition is really the key to success.
Yeah.
So before I was like getting all this knowledge, reading so much, but you know, what kind of, what stayed really? I didn't repeat the things I want then. And repetition is how you change your subconscious mind. So yeah. Now I'm really speeding up here. But yeah, that course, yes, was so interesting.
I mean, I would say that you probably have some kind of book addiction.
I do.
Honestly.
It's not over.
So it is kind of funny now when you're like mentioning to me like, it's just one book more I read. And I was like, Vendela, you know what we said? We're not supposed to read more books. And you're like, it's just one. I mean, just one more. So yes, I guess there is something called a book addiction. But
I got it. I'm the first person to study for that addiction. And always like when I say it, like, you know what? I just read a, and then I always like hesitate, like, never mind.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything. I'm just watching TV. What about you?
No, yeah. No, but you have an extreme capacity to take in knowledge. And if someone would have told you, like, you should probably, like, slow down, you'd probably be like, why? You know, you wouldn't understand why you would...
They don't want me to listen.
Or you're read like, more slow or something like that.
Yeah.
But now we understand that it is the repetition of ideas, of knowledge, that makes you change as a person.
Yes.
More knowledge will not make you become a new version of yourself. Because there are people that know so many things, but they are still the same person that they were before they learned all those things. But there are people who are repeating the same things that becomes new, you can see that something has changed. Something has changed in how they're thinking, how they're feeling, and how they're behaving. And that is one of the most valuable lessons from us for 2023, I would say.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. So we started with this program, this biggest investment yet program. And what happened there was that we got to set a goal for ourselves, like a really big goal. And that was also another realization that when we set goals before, they were kind of not that inspiring and kind of boring, actually. Like, it was just a little bit, you know, better results than last time, but nothing that, like, set you on fire, really. So that's what we did. We set the really big and exciting goals for ourselves. So I think that we mentioned the subconscious mind. What happened there was that our subconscious mind was really like, okay, we need to come up with ideas here. Like, how are we going to make this goal possible? And then I have a very clear memory. I was sitting on GrandHotel.com. What were we doing there, buddy? It was like a Saturday. We were sitting there.
I think we just wanted to have a nice quality time together. Yeah,
that's nice. We're those kind of people. Yeah, exactly. And I was sitting there because we're going to have a meet there. And then you came into GrandHotel, and you were like, beaming with energy. You always do that, but now I understand why you were so excited too. And you sat down, no, so dramatic. You sat down and then you told me how we were gonna make, you know, this goal possible, kind of. Like, you had a breakthrough idea.
Yeah. Shared. And that was that we are gonna invest in another program.
We are never stopped.
So we invested in another program. And it was to how to make a coaching program, because we have then realized how life-changing this can be. And those who have invested in more a premium coaching program, they know exactly what we're talking about. We have honestly never done an investment like this before this year in April. So that was the first time for us. And honestly, why did we wait for so long? But for those who have done this, they know what we're talking about. So we decided, I mean, this is how you really change lives. This is how you get insights you don't get from a book. Like, if someone would tell you in a book, repetition is good, it wouldn't change us. It wouldn't change our behavior. The same way this did when we got it through a coaching program. So we were thinking, we need to change women's life. This is our mission. We need to have a program. And that was the born of something new for us. Business and Dreams Academy. Yay! That we are so happy about.
Best thing ever.
We launched that in August and have now been working with that while at the same time developing ourselves and finishing our program and even investing one more So we went basically from book addiction to coaching program addiction.
That's very true. Yeah. And I mean, Business and Dreams Academy, can we just talk a little bit about it?
Yes, we love it. It's our new baby. I mean, we had the members club. That's the only thing we had before this. And now this is our new baby. And we learned so much because we get even more one-on-one with the women in our community. And we can see more what is the common thing? Because you realize how similar people are, how much everyone has the same mind. Everyone has the same mechanism. So therefore, you can see how everything is actually applicable to so many people when it comes to mindset. Everyone has dreams. You know, everyone we talk to dream about freedom. And everyone has fears. And it's so cool to see how, because we have the same machine, kind of, we also have the same possibilities.
Exactly. Yes.
I think that is a big insight, that people grow up and think that some people are talented or not. That is bullshit. We have the same mind. We have the same possibilities.
Exactly. 100%. When we are sitting there with the group coaching calls with these like 21 women, I kind of feel that we're, as you said, we're the same person. Like, when someone brings up something, whatever it can be, like maybe some fear they have or anything, it feels like everyone there can relate on some level. So that's what's so interesting. And we learned so much as well from starting with this program. Like, because sometimes, like, we think ourselves as machines, kind of, like, especially when we set goals, it's like a robot, like, okay, I will achieve this, it will take this many months, and I will work exactly the same amount every day, kind of like that. But that's why most people fail, because they don't take into account that they are humans. And starting with this program, it becomes so clear to us what are like the biggest blocks that could stop us. And one of those is fear, I would say. Like a big thing is fear. And I don't think that we learn ever in our society about how to handle fear. It's like I never talked about fear in school, for example, university. Like, and then you're supposed to go out, do a career, and you have no idea how to handle it. And if you don't know about fear, you would maybe think that it's a bad thing. Like, okay, this is like a stopping sign, like, don't do this. But what the thing with fear that we talk about also in the program is that fear just shows that you are growing, that you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. And your subconscious mind hates that because your subconscious mind wants you to stay exactly the same. And when you're developing, it's like, oh, what's happening? But so fear is a really good sign. And being in this group of women, it's so comforting to share those emotions and, you know, see that other people are feeling the same thing. And we can feel like, okay, this is normal. You can kind of view your fear more objectively, kind of like that. So, you know, sharing these emotions with each other, it just makes the journey so much easier and smoother. And also, like, we are doing, because in this program, we have this mindset routine, which everyone does, which really is transforming their subconscious mind. And we are ourselves, like, living this program, like, 110%. Like, we are doing everything, if not more, of all the routines that we do there. So it's like we feel so connected to everyone as well and really part of this group. And we know the results you can create when you do this routine. So I just love Business and Dreams Academy. And I'm so happy that you, I'm really grateful for you because you were the one who, I think you did like a meditation. And this is such a funny story. You did, you can share it. Okay, if I can just, if I remember, you did a meditation and then after this meditation, you said that your kind of hands just moved by themselves. You couldn't control yourself. Sounds so weird. But then you went to your computer, you just searched for stuff and you got your answer and bam, you knew the answer. Like, it was so crazy.
Yeah, this is what has started happening to me. When I have a goal that is on this sweet spot where it scares me and excites me. And then I do a mindset practice, which can, for instance, be that I do a guided meditation. Now I found a new favorite one, which I told you about that I love, which is that you are meditating and you do a guided meditation where you see the future self 5 years from now. And I see it like I'm coming and visiting. And this future self is opening the door, inviting me home. And it's telling about her life. And it's, you know, I can see how she lives, how she acts, what kind of energy she's having. And once I've done that and come back, it's like my mind figure out exactly what I should do. And it's not on a conscious level because it's not like something on my to-do list. Like, oh, I should do this. It's just like, it's just happening. It just flows out of me. And like I described to you, it's just like my hands start to searching for things. Or, I mean, that's how we even are in this podcast studio right now.
Yeah.
Because I did this meditation and then we've been talking so long that we should get a studio, like record. And it was like my fingers just starting to go on Google and searching. And we have procrastinate this action, to be honest, for some time. And now it was just like this was on a Sunday evening. I got so many replies and now we're sitting here Thursday, the same week. I was doing this on Sunday. And that was just, I think that was what aligned action or inspired action is. That, and also to reach your goals, it is not about working harder. It is about taking actions like this that actually moves the needle, that actually brings you forward. And you will only have that clarity if you're focusing on your mindset. Otherwise, I would have been like, oh, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this. But now it was like, I didn't even think, I was just doing.
Yeah. I love this. You said, for the first example, you never go into YouTube. Like, I do YouTube a lot. Like, but you never do that. But still, you went into YouTube to find it.
Yeah. Oh, that was, yeah, that was for another thing. Then I was just searching for YouTube. And then I found the program we were taking to create our own program.
Yeah. But okay, so to summarize, if you're listening to this, which I are because you're hearing my voice right now, so weird. But yeah, what I want you to think about, like regarding all this investing in yourself stuff, is that your subconscious mind is the most powerful thing you have in your brain or body or whatever it's located. Your subconscious mind accounts for 95% of your results in life. So if you lack results in an area, it's because your subconscious mind is not where you want it to be. It's simple as that, you know? Mm. So if you want different results, you have to change your subconscious mind. You don't have to read another book, which I which I do all the time. And you don't have to, whatever it can be, you just have to change your subconscious mind. And that's what we do in this program. And that's what we have done in other courses as well. And then anything is possible. And that's what I love so much. It's so, so exciting. So
would you say that is the biggest lesson of 2023? Or if you would summarize like three lessons from this year so far, what would you say are like the three biggest insights from this year?
Yeah, exactly. I would say that is the first one. And you can never blame outside circumstances for the lack of your results. Just blame yourself.
So dramatic. Take all the responsibility yourself.
And that's so freeing to take responsibility for everything. Like everything that happens to me now is like, if it's good, it's my, not fault, but opposite was called. Like it's due to me. Like I have myself to thank for it. And if it's bad, it's also my fault. Like anything that happens to me. If I would like walk on the street and I would see someone who's angry, I'm like, I attracted this into my life in some way. And everything is also serving us. So you don't have to see it like, oh, I attracted this. It's like, okay, what is the lesson from this, you know? So I love taking full responsibility of everything in my life now. And that was something I didn't do before. I was like, this happens to me because of bad luck or, you know, whatever it can be. So that is the first thing. Mm. So three lessons, have to come up with two more as well. I think the second one is how important it is to make time for yourself. Mm. Before, like earlier in life, I have been more focused maybe on other people, on pleasing other people, just being available all the time. But now I understand that if you want to be, it's so cliche kind of, but if you want to be the best version of yourself to others, you have to be the best version of yourself to yourself, kind of like that. So that is my second one. And third one is that, cliche again, but anything is possible.
Oh my God, I don't even want to have that one. Too much cliche.
I know, but I will explain, I will elaborate, because now I feel that, you know, if we reach this goal, I feel that we can do anything. It's really like that.
That is true, actually.
Yeah, right?
It's a cliche for a reason.
It's a cliche for a reason.
So but it is possible only if you have the... Either you're born with it or you like focus on growing and understanding this.
Yeah.
Because if you don't think it's possible, it won't be.
Yeah.
So it's not enough from just hearing it from us.
Yeah.
You have to realize it on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Because I like that Henry Ford quote, whether you believe you can or can't, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you think it's possible, it will be possible.
Yeah. I have, by the way, one more, if that third one was too cliche. This one is a little bit cliche perhaps as well, but it's that how important it is to surround yourself with nice, good people. Sounds so weird. Nice, decent people. No, but people who inspire you. I mean, for us, if we wouldn't have been part of Business and Dreams Members Club, we wouldn't have heard about this mindset course that we went to. Mm. Like, we wouldn't know that existed.
Or even start investing in coaching programs.
Yeah.
That's something we haven't thought about at all earlier in our career. It was when we have networked with our own members, they have inspired us. So it's thanks to our community and our members, we are even here investing and being broke. No, I'm kidding. No, but we have invested so much and we're so happy and grateful for it.
Mm. Okay, now it's your turn. Three insights for this year.
No, that's it for this.
What? Okay, you will have to stay tuned for next one and
stay
I
tuned.
Will talk with Camille about her stuff, insights.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that you like to hear our lessons from 2023 so far. And my question to you who are listening instead is, what are your biggest takeaways from 2023 so far? Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.